A work that will endure.
Written at St. Helena, California, June 25, 1903. To our sanitarium physicians. My dear brethren, those who stand in responsible positions in the work of the Lord are presented as watchmen on the walls of Zion. God calls upon them to sound an alarm among the people. Let it be heard in all the plain. The day of woe, of wasting and destruction, is upon all who do unrighteousness. With special severity will the Lord's hand fall upon the watchmen who have failed to place before the people in clear lines their obligation to him who by creation and by redemption is their owner. My brethren, the Lord calls upon you to examine the heart closely. He calls upon you to adorn the truth in your daily practice and in all your dealings with one another. He requires of you a faith that works by love and purifies the soul. It is dangerous for you to trifle with the sacred demands of conscience, dangerous for you to set an example that leads others in a wrong direction. Christians should carry with them, wherever they go, the sweet fragrance of Christ's righteousness, showing that they are complying with the invitation, "Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Matthew 11:29-30. Are you learning daily in the school of Christ? Learning how to dismiss doubt and evil surmisings? Learning how to be fair and noble in your dealings with your brethren for your own sake and for Christ's sake? Present truth leads upward. Present truth leads onward and upward, gathering in the needy, the oppressed, the suffering, the destitute. All that will come are to be brought into the fold. In their lives, there is to take place a reformation that will constitute them members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King. By hearing the message of truth, men and women are led to accept the Sabbath and to unite with the church by baptism. They are to bear God's sign by observing the Sabbath of creation. They are to know for themselves that obedience to God's commandments means eternal life. Means and earnest labor may be safely invested in such a work as this, for it is a work that will endure. Thus, those who have been dead in trespasses and sins are brought into fellowship with the saints and are made to sit in heavenly places with Christ. Their feet are placed on a sure foundation. They are enabled to reach a high standard, even the loftiest heights of faith, because Christians make straight paths for their feet, lest the lame be turned out of the way. All to act a part. Every church should labor for the perishing within its own borders and for those outside its borders. The members are to shine as living stones in the temple of God, reflecting heavenly light. No random, haphazard, desultory work is to be done. To get fast hold of souls ready to perish means more than praying for a drunkard, and then because he weeps and confesses the pollution of his soul, declaring him saved. Over and over again the battle must be fought. Let the members of every church feel it their special duty to labor for those in their neighborhood. Let each one who claims to stand under the banner of Christ feel that he has entered into covenant relation with God to do the work of the Savior. Let not those who take up this work become weary in well-doing. When the redeemed stand before God, precious souls will respond to their names who are there because of the faithful, patient efforts put forth in their behalf, the entreaties and earnest persuasions to flee to the stronghold. Thus those who in this world have been laborers together with God will receive their reward. The ministers of the popular churches will not allow the truth to be presented to the people from their pulpits. The enemy leads them to resist the truth with bitterness and malice. Falsehoods are manufactured. Christ's experience with the Jewish rulers is repeated. Satan strives to eclipse every ray of light shining from God to his people. He works through the ministers as he worked through the priests and rulers in the days of Christ. Will those who know the truth join his party to hinder, embarrass, and turn aside those who are trying to work in God's appointed way to advance His work, to plant the standard of truth in the regions of darkness? The message for this time. The third angel's message, embracing the messages of the first and second angels, is the message for this time. We are to raise aloft the banner on which is inscribed the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. The world is soon to meet the great lawgiver over his broken law. This is not the time to put out of sight the great issues before us. God calls upon his people to magnify the law and make it honorable. When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy, the Sabbath was given to the world, that man might ever remember that in 6 days God created the world. He rested upon the seventh day, blessing it as the day of his rest, and gave it to the beings he had created, that they might remember him as the true and living God. By his mighty power, notwithstanding the opposition of Pharaoh, God delivered his people from Egypt, that they might keep the law which had been given in Eden. He brought them to Sinai to hear the proclamation of this law. By proclaiming the Ten Commandments to the children of Israel with his own voice, God demonstrated their importance. In awful grandeur, he made known his majesty and authority as ruler of the world. This he did to impress the people with the sacredness of his law and the importance of obeying it. The power and glory with which the law was given reveal its importance. It is the faith once delivered to the saints by Christ our Redeemer speaking from Sinai. The sign of our relationship to God. By the observance of the Sabbath, the children of Israel were to be distinguished from all other nations. Verily, my Sabbath ye shall keep, Christ said, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations, for a perpetual covenant. Exodus 31, verses 13, 17, and 16. The Sabbath is a sign of the relationship existing between God and his people, a sign that they are his obedient subjects, that they keep holy his law. The observance of the Sabbath is the means ordained by God of preserving a knowledge of himself and of distinguishing between his loyal subjects and the transgressors of his law. This is the faith once delivered to the saints, who stand in moral power before the world, firmly maintaining this faith. Opposition we shall have as we voice the message of the third angel. Satan will bring in every possible device to make of no effect the faith once delivered to the saints. Many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. 2 Peter 2, 2 and 3. But in spite of their opposition, all are to hear the words of truth. The law of God is the foundation of all enduring reformation. We are to present to the world in clear, distinct lines the need of obeying this law. Obedience to God's law is the greatest incentive to industry, economy, truthfulness, and just dealing between man and man. The foundation of enduring reformation. The law of God is to be the means of education in the family. Parents are under a most solemn obligation to obey this law, setting their children an example of the strictest integrity. Men in responsible positions, whose influence is far-reaching, are to guard well their ways and works, keeping the fear of the Lord ever before them. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Psalms 111, verse 10. Those who hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord and cheerfully keep his commandments will be among the number who seek God. The Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God as he hath commanded us. Deuteronomy 6:24-25. Our work as believers in the truth is to present before the world the immutability of the law of God. Ministers and teachers, physicians and nurses are bound by covenant with God to present the importance of obeying his law. We are to be distinguished as a people who keep the commandments. The Lord has stated explicitly that he has a work to be done for the world. How shall it be done? Let us seek to find the best way and then perform the will of the Lord.